And that comes courtesy of the community radio satellite, which is one of the many expenses that 2XX has to put money on every week and every month and every year. And you can help us out by meeting some of those expenses by taking out a subscription to the station. Subscriptions are $45 per year if you are in paid work, $20 if you are not, $200 for life. And if you'd like to subscribe, 62300100, that's 62300100 is the number to ring Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or alternatively, you can drop into our offices in the Griffin Centre in the city. And that's basically all you have time for on the show as well this week. You have been listening to Radio Freedom Anarchy on the airwaves, on Community Radio 2XX. Just a couple of things. Before we finish off, I'd just like to make a few very pointless and irrelevant comments about the Super Bowl, which was played this year for those who have the fortune of not knowing what the Super Bowl is. American football, their big competition, grand final, whatever you want to call it, which was played this week by two teams called, one of which was Tennessee Titans and one of which was the someone Rams. The first bit of that has just completely escaped my... so I don't really care anyway, but, I mean, nothing American football, I mean, who cares, but when I was at high school, unfortunately, we had a PE teacher who was absolutely obsessive about American football, and so we were forced to watch bits of it every week, and so we sort of worked it out, so we sort of got a feel for who all these teams were. And so it was the St. Louis Rams, I think. So when we had the St. Louis Rams and the Tennessee Titans, I was thinking, who the fuck are the Tennessee Titans and the St. Louis Rams? And I realised, oh, it's actually the Los Angeles Rams and the Houston Oilers. And because basically the owners of those teams decided, oh, we can make more money if we sell it. We can sell it and it'll shift over there. We can make more money if we shift it over here. And that's exactly what Rupert Murdoch wants to do to rugby league in his country. And will has pretty much successfully done to rugby league in this country. And I know I keep harping on about it, but I would encourage any of you who have a few bucks to spare and want to go up to Sydney this weekend, tomorrow to be precise, at Redfern Oval, kicking off from 4 p.m. is a sort of benefit concert to help fund South Sydney's legal challenge against being excluded from the NRL. I know this is a bit of blatant advertising here, but I would encourage you to get along to that. Tickets are quite reasonably priced, $12, adults $5, kids $25 for families. So that's 4 p.m. Redfern Oval in Sydney on Saturday the 5th of February, which is tomorrow. And I would encourage you, if possible, to get along for that. And on a completely irrelevant topic, while we're on irrelevant topics, I'd like to note with some sadness the passing of Laurie Nicol, which is, again, a rugby league orientated thing. Anyone who's ever watched rugby league matches involving Balmain would have often seen in the middle of winter a guy wearing a singlet when it's pissing down with rain, freezing cold, everyone else was rugged up and he was there wearing his singlet and his stubbies, and that was Laurie Nicol. And he unfortunately passed away on Wednesday, I think. And so it's a very sad occasion because he also hated Rupert Murdoch with a vengeance, so there was some good in him. Oh, well, of course, there's always good in him. But that's where we're going to finish off this week. We'll be back at 11 o'clock next Friday, and every Friday after that's coming up very close to our first anniversary show, so we might have a bit of a bullshit retrospective on that. I mean, everyone else does, so why can't we join in the wankiness once in a while? From Stephen and on behalf of James, we'll see you next week. We're going to finish off another track from the Cosmic Psychos. One of the absolute classic songs is called Going Down.